all of that.
Useless cartoon.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Like, didn't do anything.
There's no story arc or anything.
Nothing.
Worst part of the movie, too.
Nothing.
These aren't lukewarm.
What was funny about it?
Nothing. The fact that he could escape all sorts of danger and peril and nothing would ever touch him. And meantime, the guy looked like...
Yeah, we know we're back.
Yeah. Is he not...
Yeah, this is the conversation we're having.
He thinks this is just off-air conversation.
Oh, let's get to the Cowboys, guys.
The guy in the foil, the guy who looked like Norm, yeah, always took it in the shorts. Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, the detective, right?
What was that guy's name? No, you're talking about... We're talking about the cartoon.
Not okay. The movie.
Well, yeah, yes. The cartoon.
It's about the Cold War, right?
You know, it might have been.
What?
I think I'm right about this.
No.
When you start ranking the cartoons, that is definitely down toward the very bottom.
No doubt.
Bottom. I don't know about that.
Bottom.
Is your daughter... I talked with Craig about this at the Super Bowl, but is she into anything like old, like Bugs Bunny or anything like that?
You know... Sometimes on the PBS Kids app, she'll zero in on Arthur. Do you remember Arthur?
Yeah, Arthur was great. The anteater.
That's kind of old because when it pops up, it's just square, low def.
It's about the Falcons owner. He's just kind of...
Yes.
Arthur the anteater.
But no, most of the cartoons she's into are all pretty new. I mean, other than like Sesame Street and things like that that have been around for a while.
Yeah. She into Bluey?
Yeah, she's into Bluey.
The best.
Are we still rocking Bluey's Sesame great. Street? We still have first run episodes of that?
Do you have to watch?
Where's guys are back on air.
Where's Caillou in all this?
Caillou?
Caillou sucked.
Caillou is the Caillou worst sucks. Thing that ever happened to
Thank
children.
Thank you.
I don't know about that.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know Caillou either.
Just a boy who's far.
You have to watch Miss Rachel.
He wears a yellow shirt. He like has alopecia. He has no hair.
Are you kidding me?
Kind of like Charlie
Brown.
He's
the whiniest bitch ever.
Whoa. Well, that's not how the show is promoted. Caillou, the whiniest bitch ever.
Is Diego and Dora still? Is Dora the Explorer still on?
Yeah,
that's racist.
Still a thing.
I think they rebooted
what do you mean
it.
It's racist.
They?
Did you get into Miss Rachel, June?
Miss Rachel?
Yeah, Miss Rachel.
I'm here to save the day.
Now she's intense.
She likes Miss Rachel. She'll bail on that after about 20 minutes because it's, you know, it's not a cartoon. It's just a real person. So
very odd.
But Miss Rachel's good. She teaches, you know, how to speak and count and all. It's educational as opposed to, like, Frozen, which is a fantasy.
But if I'm watching cartoons, I don't want to learn anything.
Yeah, but
I just
want to
be entertained. I want to stay as dumb as I can as long as I can.
But
have action.
You succeeded. Don't worry.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So you want to trick them, though, at this age into watching a cartoon that's educational.
I know. I'm just too...
Like Little Einsteins.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Is Fraggle Rock still a thing?
It's weird, though, because Saturday morning...
They rebooted it like a decade ago.
When I was a kid, and when we were all kids, I'm sure, Saturday mornings, you were in front of the TV from 7 until noon because it was the only stretch of the week that you got to watch cartoons.
Yep, biggest bowl of cereal you can find.
Yeah.
And you are just locked in.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
And then their heads would fall off and they'd change them.
Yeah, it was really weird.
When I was a kid, we had soccer games on Saturday morning. And when my dad bought a VCR, our first family VCR, I would hit record on cartoons and go play soccer and then come back and watch them after my game.
Yeah,
dedication.
Yeah.
That was a great story, David.
It was better than the nacho story.
We have to grade everything against the nacho story.
You might want
to
slow that one down also when I had my soccer game.
I just felt like I was getting ripped off of my childhood. I was like, I don't want to go play soccer at 8 in the morning.
That was genius that you did that.
It's soccer, Dave.
Yeah, it's soccer.
It's true.
Calm down, Dave. It's soccer.
Yeah, Dave.
Man, I forgot about that because we had football games early on Saturday mornings, too. So
look at you.
Here he goes.
I was all the time quarterback.
The wishbone.
Yeah, I probably scored about a
lefty quarterback.
This is when he told Danny White,
Oklahoma freshman
I played quarterback, too. And he said,
I was six.
That's great, Corny.
Go ahead with your story, Corby.
No, yeah. I just hated missing. It was the cartoons were so important. I don't think people realize how huge that stretch was of 3 or 4 hours of pure joy where you didn't have to think about anything. You didn't have to talk with anybody. Your parents left you alone the whole time.
They're doing it in the back room.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah, that's bang
God,
time
that's
for
disgusting.
Them.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's you want a sister? You want a brother?
And I'm just listening to, I'm just a Bill, and they're just back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right.
It's terrible.
And all I'm saying was the Pink Panther was a part of that. That's all I'm saying.
No, he wasn't. I knew early on to skip that.
You know who else sucked? Popeye.
Oh, yep. Come on.
Kind of with you there.
No, Popeye was bad.
Popeye. Wasn't that great?
He could eat spinach through his pipe. That was badass.
All I'm saying is everyone will have their choice in ladies. Everyone has their taste.
What do you mean?
Olive oil?
Nothing.
Come on, man. I knew early on I needed a little wagon dragon. Olive oil?
She needed Whippy to give her a burger.
Nothing, right?
She had nothing. Yeah.
She had nothing working in the back.
And I don't think Popeye was into her.
Legs. She was really intelligent.
I don't think he liked her that much.
Well,
that's why his forearms are so big.
All right, I'll give you that.
Oh, thank you. Corby's giving
that's
me that.
That's why he needed that spinach. Yeah. Like, man, I'm always so tired.
Do you remember Adventures of the Gummy Bears?
Yes, of course.
Mark that.
What? It was a cartoon about gummy bears.
And they would drink this potion, and they would have superpowers for a while.
The intro to that's the greatest cartoon intro of all time.
And what did it sound
Sing
like?
It. Gummy bears here and there, we're bouncing everywhere. We are the gummy bears.
Bitch.
Remember?
Gummy bear fans? Anybody?
Nobody remembers.
No, I don't remember that.
Better than Care Bears. Care Bears were
made it up.
I don't know.
Were you too old for Smurfs?
No.
Yeah.
No, Smurfs
were
was
after,
cool.
I'd stop watching cartoons.
Yeah, I like the Smurfs.
My sister absolutely was obsessed with Smurfs. Yeah.
So Care Bears were woke.
My kids like
Were they woke? Yeah.
They
were
did.
They
really?
Especially the rainbow
and then the rainbow comes up. So.
No, that was Cheer Bear. What it was.
Who?
Man, you're a machine.
Yeah. He is a machine. Yeah. Do you remember the time of the morning when it would transition from animated cartoons? It was around 10 o'clock to shows like Land of the Lost and Shazam.
Oh, yeah.
And actual human actors.
I loved
actors.
All those Sid Marty Krofft shows.
I watched them
really?
Too.
Yeah.
But it would happen Sunday mornings, like before you go to church. You're getting ready for church.
That was just Davy and Goliath. That
Sunday
was
morning
the worst stuff ever.
Sucked so bad.
It did.
I mean, it was weird because you're so excited because you're thinking you're going to get the same thing as Saturday, and then you pop on the TV, and it's that crap.
It's Davy and Goliath?
Yeah.
Terrible.
The only good thing Sunday morning, you had to get up early enough to see the Stooges. Like, they would play that at like 5 a.m.
You were into the Stooges?
I
never liked the Three Stooges.
Every day.
Are you kidding me?
Every day.
That was not on my television set.
I think for us, Saved by the Bell came on.
After school every day.
Yeah, that was badass.
That's right. Little Kelly Kapowski.
And that...
Okay.
Gross.
What? Now, we had the banana splits when we were at home from school where you had the wacky races.
La,
and Penelope Pitstop.
La, 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 la.
Yeah.
One banana, two banana, three banana, four.
Yeah.
Na, 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 na,
what about,
anyway, Palestine.
Okay. You know what?
Danger Island. That was part of the banana splits, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
It was, Chongo.
Yeah.
Django.
Chongo.
Chongo.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
It's okay. Calm
what
down.
If I did say Django?
Very loud.
What are you going to do?
You're just
good.
Out of the blue.
What if I mentioned?
Okay.
What are you going to do?
I really enjoy the film Django.
It's a fine flick.
Okay.
Yeah, I say,
Okay.
Just don't ask
you just got a little.
Just don't ask for reparations like your boy did. All right, it's 5:29. We'll come back one more round table. Yeah, here.
Two, yeah.
Mullen and Mullen, Andrew Law Firm, ticket stock 2025. Ticket.
Yay.
Yay.
Best friends.
La, la, la.
Okay,
la, la, la.
The Norm guy was the inspector, so he was an investigator.
Okay. I didn't shot you down on that.
La, la, la,
okay. You did.
I'm getting Cold War over
you
here.
Shot him down.
Didn't he always shot you down? Didn't he always say to his assistant, don't say see, say we. His assistant used to say see,
because they were French, yeah.
And he would go, don't say see, say we.
God, what a terrible cartoon. Okay. Oh.
Two?
Yeah, we go to six. La, 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 la,
we're just going to go
la, la.
Super late, dude. We're going to
That is a lie that nobody knows the Gummy Bears thing.
My son sent me.
I watched it.
Cartoons I used to let him watch, including Speedy Gonzalez and his cousin Slowpoke.
Slowpoke Rodriguez?
Yes.
And then who was the one that sang Crambone?
Now, I would like to say firsthand, Mexicans love it.
Really?
Oh, love it.
You think Tom that, and,
even their accents?
Like, it was like for us
I
by
meant
us.
To tell you slowpoke at
yeah,
the
no, no, they
because
they
were always getting over.
Finally, they made a cartoon for us.
Because Speedy would always
okay.
win.
All right.
Like, yeah, he was the hero.
Remember, win. Tom and Jerry's maid would come out every now and then, and she was just
shaking it.
Like the chick on from Going with the Wind. So Mamie, it was ridiculous.
Did she have the stockings that were rolled down her ankle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and then she had the